interested in knowing what does the rest of the root bark contain and what does it do?
What I'm receiving is that the root draws energy and information from the core of the earth. So it's drawing a deep level grounded intelligence from the core of the planet. This is frequencies. The frequencies can be determined. So all healing energy is frequencies. So you can determine the frequencies. It's basically the same frequency as the healing energy of the earth, which is a slowed down frequency, and the original frequency from which all living beings have originated.
Does your soil like to be moist all the time or wet and dry?
Wet and dry. The Oboga likes surprises. It doesn't like sameness all the time. It does well with variety and actually thrives a wide range of soils and moisture. But the one constant that it needs is a certain consistent level of sunlight. That's the main driver of its growth, is the sunlight.
What percentage of shade does it like to be in, and what percentage of sunlight?
I'm getting about half and half, but it has to do with time of day. I'm getting that it prefers morning sunlight and afternoon shade, and sort of dappled sunlight as one would experience in a jungle.
When I go to harvest your roots, what percentage of your roots may I receive for medicine and still leave you healthy every year?
For this reason, you may harvest 10% every year. The Oboga is interested in naturalizing in Costa Rica and acclimating to this environment. The Oboga understands your sincere intent for healing purposes, and the Oboga feels that your intention, plural, are in alignment with its intentions, and that you've come into harmonic frequency with the Oboga plant itself, and it appreciates this. It also hopes that other people will grow it for healing purposes.
What is your purpose or mission?
The healing for all living beings, and to reconnect all living beings to Earth. The Oboga feels that we become sick and diseased when we lose our harmonic connection to the Earth. And so by deeply grounding us and helping us to remember our reverent connection to the Earth, it allows us to return to the perfect ancestral DNA, so that at a cellular memory, our bodies and minds remember and represent, can recreate the bodily and mental perfection for which we were intended. So it allows us to return to our original DNA blueprint. And many people have misunderstood what it is that we are supposed to be and do on Earth. But our purpose as human beings has not changed in about 10,000 years. And so the Oboga is meant to return us to our original DNA blueprint and to remind us all of the harmonic frequency in which we are supposed to live in balance with all of nature. And we become diseased and ill when we lose this balance with all of nature and the planet itself. And the Oboga's purpose is to help us realign to the purpose for which we were born.
What is your favorite music?
The Oboga is saying that it actually likes a variety of music. However, it likes a variety of different kinds of music, and it's not so much the kind of music as the
frequency
of the music. And it's saying to me that it likes frequency in alignment with, like, the frequency of the earth, with drum beat and with first chakra. And it understands also that by grounding us and allowing us to return to our original DNA blueprint, it also helps us to awaken to our spiritual purpose but it allows us to awaken to our spiritual purpose first by grounding us and reminding us of our connection with nature first. So to answer your question, it's earth frequency music of all different genres that's going to be more in alignment with the iboga plant. It also likes music from its native countries. It also likes the animals that naturally grow around it. And it likes where it grows naturally in Africa. It's happiest there. However, it understands that it's under attack there from all kinds of predators, and it no longer feels safe in its natural environment, and it understands the need to evolve and adapt to different continents on the earth.
What can I do to make you more happy?
The iboga is saying that it responds extremely well to prayer and to intention. It says that you're doing a good job raising it and to communicate with it and to listen to it. But most of all, it's about praying over it. Just like you would say a blessing over a meal, you would bless the meal. So it responds to blessings, and it would also respond extremely well if when you're doing the retreats before everyone takes the iboga for medicinal purposes, if people came into the greenhouse and observed the iboga growing, and if the group itself said silent prayers of gratitude to the plant, saying thank you, and also blessing the plant, that it receives the frequency of gratitude and encouragement because it is truly striving to adapt in a different environment, knowing that its home environment is no longer completely safe.
How were you discovered by humans?
Humans observed the beneficial effects of animals, and humans were watching animals who were naturally grazing on the iboga and decided to take it. It's been used for religious purposes, but initially animals in the environment naturally gravitated to the iboga whenever they became sick, because they knew that whatever was wrong with them, if they chewed on the iboga and spit out the leaves, that they would get better. And the humans observed the animals.
Who or what created you?
I'm receiving that iboga has been around since the beginning of the earth, and that somehow or another, the iboga comes, again, from the very center of the earth, and that the healing frequencies at the center of the earth, like literally all the way at the core of the earth, produce this plant. It's been around since vegetation has been on the planet, so literally millions of years.
How long do you still work on humans and animals after a flood dose?
6 months.
What should we be using your leaves for, and how to make it?
I'm receiving you need to be using the leaves like a tea, and like a tincture, because it's all about frequency. A good homeopath needs to be creating frequencies from the iboga, because the frequencies are healing at different dilutions, different homeopathic dilutions. The next stage in the evolution is, again, drinking a tea, pouring hot water over the leaves, drinking the tea, and creating a homeopathic remedy based on various frequencies. And Dear needs to find a good homeopathic practitioner to create homeopathics from the iboga. So it's not a flower essence. It's actually a homeopathic remedy that's going to be beneficial.
What is the buzzing noise some people get while coming on to the iboga?
It's their bodies, minds, and spirits are coming into harmonic frequency with the plant itself. And not only is the plant in harmonic frequency with the very core of the earth, it's also in harmonic frequency with the universe, because when a person grounds themselves at the deepest levels all the way into the earth, they realize the connection all to the stars themselves. So it brings your primary energetic channel, your sushumna, into total alignment with the earth all the way through your body, all the way up into the stars and the heavens. And that's the buzzing that people hear. And the sound is their own being coming into alignment with that frequency.
What is the most important thing to prepare for before taking iboga?
People need to detoxify for a period of about 6 weeks, ideally, before taking iboga. This would be doing their best to get off of addictive substances, to purify their bodies as much as possible, to spend time quietly in nature on a daily basis, to walk barefoot, to reconnect to the earth, to spend less time on computers, less time worrying, less time drinking and taking drugs, and spending time as much as possible listening to the earth and remembering their own innate connection to the earth itself.
Who is your worst enemy?
Drug companies, greedy people, and people who don't understand the benefits of this. I'm receiving that a lot of iboga is just simply chopped down because people don't understand what it is. They don't recognize the plant, and so they treat it like a weed. And they get sprayed with chemicals and that destroy it and destroy its natural habitat. So it's not being treated with the reverence and with true respect for its medicinal power. Because people don't understand what it is. They don't recognize the plant. They don't know what it is or value it. If they valued it, they would treat it like gold.
Yes. That ends our series part one for the questions for the iboga.